Mom knows it.
And Betty Lou knows it. It was sort of out in the country. It was on a road. I think it was the name of the road. Oh, by the way, Dick, I better give you Jackie's phone number in Stanford, too, because you may want to chat with her.
Give it to me now. Right on. No, you can put it right on the tape.
Give me the book. Her name is Long.
L-O-N-G.
Mrs. Long.
L-O-N-G.
Yeah. And the number in Stanford is 348-2723. And she knows a lot more about these things, actually, than I do, because she made the checks out and the whole thing, you know. She kept the checkbooks. But he stayed right through to the end when all the crap hit the fan, you know. And then I couldn't pay him any longer. He became very embittered about that, plus the fact that I had caught him with the daughter situation, you know. And then he decided he would go back to his home stamping ground out in North Carolina, and they packed up and they moved. I wanted the kids to stay with me, but I didn't have the facilities to keep them at the time. Before I decided to come back to California here.
Incidentally, do you have his address in North Carolina?
Yes.
The new one?
Yes, the new address in North Carolina for ST Green.
109 Powerline Road, Route 1, Elon College, North Carolina.
How do you spell it?
Well, it's Burlington, but...
Burlington, North Carolina.
Yeah, but Elon College is...
E-L-I-N-E.
E-L-O-N. E-L-O-N-C-O-L-O-G-E.
Now,
you want their phone, you want their phone number.
No, I've got his address.
You got the address.
Let me ask you this. Can you give us a quick description of the kind of services he rendered for you when he was rendering services?
Well, any jobs that I had to be done, any messages to be carried back and forth across town, anything that had to be done in connection with the staging of the daily television show, as far as the getting the talent lined up in the hallway and getting him into the studio and out of the studio. Also, when I had my network show on ABC, he was like an assistant floor manager. In other words, we created a job for him. I was paying him a salary, who created a job. He made the TV show every day. He was there every day.
Did he do anything around the TV show?
Just getting the talent, you know, like I used to have six or seven acts a day on the show, and he would, like, in sequence.
Did you have any other employees at that time?
Yes, Johnny Bradley and Jack Hook. Although Jack was not an actual employee, he didn't get paid a salary, but Jack, like, was a stage manager for this.
How do you spell Brantley's name?
Brantley.
And you know where he is?
He's in California at the time, for the time being.
Now, in Los Angeles?
With his parents, I believe.
With who?
His parents. That's what
no,
parents,
not with his parents.
Where would that be, in Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles, yeah.
Do you have his address?
I don't have his address here. I have his home phone number in New York. I think his wife is still there. I don't think he brought her out here yet. It's WA69396. John was on the payroll as, he was with me the time I got to New York. He took care of my mail. In other words, sort of the mail secretary type thing. And was in charge of the getting the acts for the television show, which took up his whole day's work. Working hours, rather. Brantley earned his money very well. Green, we had to sort of create things for him to do. We needed a shirt or a tie, we sent him out for it, but he was always available, he was getting paid, and whatever we wanted him to do, he had to do it.
Was he happy at that time with what he was doing?
Well, I think I would be happy if I just had a nice little job.
Was he happy? I mean, did he ever complain to you at that
no.
time? Until the time he was...
Until the time I was fired and he was let go, he was fine. No, there was nothing.